Hello, everyone, and welcome to Completely Off Topic, Today's Endless Ramblings, or COTTER for short. My name is Benji Cotter, and I am the host of this podcast. I started this podcast several months ago as an experiment that I wanted to do for myself, an outlet for me to be creative with all of the talking that I do, and I do a lot of talking. I blame it partially on my ADHD that I've had my entire life. You're welcome, and I'm sorry. And I know what you're thinking. Wow, if you started this podcast several months ago, you probably have a lot of episodes out there, don't you, man? Yes, I do. Okay, no, I don't. I only have a couple episodes. And here's why. I'm not going to give you excuses. I'm going to give you reasons. The first reason is I am extremely busy. That really ties into most of why I have not recorded any episodes lately. I'll start way back several months ago when I started directing two productions of The Wizard of Oz, both at exactly the same time. The first one was at a community theater that I am extremely involved in, and the second was at the local high school at which I have just been hired to be the director of the shows. And kind of a funny story, I had already chosen to do The Wizard of Oz at the community theater. And then when the school asked me if I would direct The Wizard of Oz there, I kind of chuckled and said, oh, that's the show you picked, huh? That's the show I'm also directing at the community theater. And they said, oh, we can pick something different if you want. And I said, no, I'll do it. And so I got to direct two entirely different productions of The Wizard of Oz. And it's amazing how one show that is exactly the same show, same company, same music, same everything, same scripts, could be entirely different from one another. A couple of the differences that were vast were the cast sizes. At the community theater, we cast 134 kids between the ages of 16 months and 17 years old. And at the high school, there were just about 40 kids involved. We had some fourth graders come in and play Munchkins, and we had a bunch of high school kids come do the show as well. And it was a blast. Both productions turned out incredibly well. They were so well received by the audiences. And I'm just excited about how well both shows went. Another reason that I've kind of been neglecting this podcast is because my family has had a lot of illness, and that really shut down a lot of time for creativity and personal desires that I had. Family comes first in situations like that. So between my wife and my son being in and out of the hospital, basically taking turns going to the hospital, I decided that I didn't want to be selfish and do this instead of being there for my family. And so this, of course, got the back burner, and I have no regrets about that. I also started a new job. I am a fifth grade teacher at a school close by, and I absolutely love it. This is my first official classroom. Many of you know that I worked for years in several different districts in classrooms and have been working with children in education for so very many years. And now I finally get to be the teacher, and it is so wonderful. It has been extremely rewarding, and I absolutely love my job. My coworkers are awesome and supportive. I have the best principal around, and my students are just wonderful kids. They're well on their way to becoming incredible young adults. Their hearts are really incredible too. They're just really fantastic kids. One example of that is one of my students knows how much I love iced coffee or cold coffee beverages. And there's a locally owned coffee shop in the city that I teach. And every now and then I end up going there and getting a caramel frappe. You know, one of those really sweet, girly coffee drinks. Yeah, that's my jam. And it's very rare that I do go and get one, but when I do, the kids always make comments about it. Oh, I see you got a coffee today. Enjoy, you know, different comments like that. Well, last week, there was one of the days that I really needed a pick-me-up. So I stopped down and grabbed a coffee right before school. A little bit later, the kids came, and one of the girls walked in and said, "I almost got you a coffee today." I said, "Oh my goodness, that would have been so nice of you. But yeah, I stopped down there and got one." And she said, "Yeah, I know you did, because when I went there, I said, 'And I want to get a coffee for my teacher.'" And the people who were working at the coffee shop said, "Oh, well, he was just in here about half an hour ago, and he got a coffee." So I think it's just sweet and wonderful how she wanted to bring me a gift of much-needed coffee and made it a point to think of me that morning. And that's just one example of the incredible mindset that my kids have. It's just awesome to see. And that kind of brings me to one of the questions that was asked when I posted, "Ask me questions for my podcast." One of the mothers, no, the only mother of one of my students, there we go, that's better, less confusing. The mother of one of my students asked me, "Are you ready for Christmas break?" And I have kind of a two-part answer to that. The first part is, no, I'm not ready, because I don't get to see my kids for several days. And I'm one of those people who misses people desperately when I'm not around them. So in that aspect, no, I am not ready for that. I'm not looking forward to that at all. But the other part of that is, yeah, kinda. Because I need some time to get myself back on track and get my family back to the level of rest and function as opposed to dysfunction that we need. So in a sense, yes, I'm definitely ready for Christmas break, but on the other hand, I'm not ready for Christmas break at all. So there you go. There's your answer, Missy. Yes and no. But mostly both. Never mind, there isn't a mostly. It's completely equal in both regards. So now in the theatrical world, I am currently in the process of directing another show at the community theater. This one is much smaller scaled than The Wizard of Oz was. This show is A Little Princess. It is the classic story of Sarah Crewe, who believes in her mind and in her heart that she is a princess and that her father has a lot of wealth. But she is sent away to a boarding school while her father is away at war. And the rude, disrespectful, grouchy Miss Minchin tries to remove the thought from Sarah's mind that she is a princess and tells her she's just an ordinary girl like everyone else. And Sarah holds on to the hope and the dream and, I guess, her personal belief that she, as well as all little girls, are princesses. If you haven't seen the movie, definitely watch it, but definitely read the book. The script stays more true to the book, and the movie took a lot of liberties that were not in the book, details that were added and changed. I don't like that movies do that. However, A Little Princess, the movie, is one that can always make me feel emotional, as if someone had dropped off an entire box of freshly diced onions on my porch, rang the doorbell and left, and I opened it, and then all of the water of all of the world found its way into my tear ducts. That's the kind of movie that A Little Princess is for me. So having the opportunity to direct the show is wonderful for me as well. Also, at the high school for which I am director, we are coming up on auditions. The date hasn't been decided yet because we're kind of waiting on a couple things to be set into place first, but we are doing a show called The Brothers Grimm Spectaculathon, and it is one of the most hilarious shows I have ever seen. I got the opportunity to direct that several years ago at another high school, and it is ridiculously funny. It takes all of the works of the Brothers Grimm, who wrote dark versions of fairy tales that we know, Hansel and Gretel, Little Red Riding Hood, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, for example, among others, Rapunzel as well. And they wrote the darker, more grim, the Brothers Grimm, yep, versions of those fairy tales. Well, this show takes all of those and looks at them comedically. And it's a very fast-paced show with a lot of funny narration and goofy characters, and it's going to be a blast. I can't wait to do auditions and pick a cast for this show. I've got a lot of really talented kids at this high school who I'm really hoping come to auditions so that we can have a great show. Rewind a little bit to A Little Princess. I've got a bunch of brand new actors who have come to be in this show. Actors I have not met before, and they are brilliant, as well as some of my returning actors who have been in other shows. And I have chosen a wonderful, extremely talented cast, and I can't wait for that show. I can't wait for both shows. They're going to be great. If you have the opportunity to see both of them, please do. Please come to both of them and support the talented kids who I have the pleasure of working with. So I wanted to get back into my podcast for a couple different reasons. The first reason is I felt with all of the busyness and all of the crazy stuff going on in my life and in my family's lives of my family members, that I really didn't have much of a creative outlet for myself. And you know how they say that this time of year there's a lot of seasonal sadness and seasonal depression and seasonal getting into your head and thinking a lot about stuff. Well, when I don't have anything creative to work on and when I don't force myself to use the talents that God gave me, then I kind of get into my own head and start thinking about things, failures, and yeah, just icky stuff. And so I wanted to once again bring out and dust off this podcast to give myself some form of creative distraction to keep me sane and keep me in a happy spirit. I said the word distraction, which ties into my second reason for wanting to continue my podcast. I've been listening to a podcast of a coworker slash friend of mine and her husband that they do. It's called My Darling's Distractions. And it's a very simple setup where they talk with each other and they quiz each other. And it's so much fun and it gives me some laughs. Anytime I'm in my car to drive here and there, I put on that podcast and I just listen to them having a good time together and being goofy and silly and trying to answer trivia questions and listening to another set of people who aren't celebrities and who are everyday normal human beings, well, for the most part, just kidding. But hearing them do a podcast as simple and entertaining and enjoyable as theirs told me, see, people can do this. You can do this. And so I wanted to pick it back up. My original episodes had a lot of content in it, a lot of semi-scripted things that I put into place. And I'm toying with the idea of keeping some of those every now and then as little filler bits. But I'm also thinking maybe scrapping some of those. I'm not sure. I had a lot of little mini segments within my podcast and got to thinking that since they were semi-scripted and kind of becoming expected, it really backfired on my plan for this podcast, which was to be rambling. Right now I'm rambling big time. Basically, I turned on the microphone and started talking. And wherever my brain takes me, that's where I go. And so those semi-scripted, somewhat predictable aspects of the podcast weren't rambulatory. I don't know if that's a word, but I made it up, and I'd like it to be a word. So you can start saying that someone who talks a lot is rambulatory. I like that word. If it's already a word, well, then you can still use it. And I just kind of plagiarized it. Oh, and plagiarized is another word that I invented too, by the way. One other thing that I just started doing was I started watching shows on Netflix and Hulu that I have watched in the past, but I wanted to rewatch because I enjoyed them so much. One such show is Lost, and I was introduced to that several years ago by my friend Nicole, and she told me, oh, seriously, we can't be friends unless you watch this show, Lost. And so I told myself that I would be devastated if I lost her friendship. So I started watching the show, and it was incredible. I loved watching that show. And I followed the rule or the oath or the promise that Nicole told me existed, that when you are watching an episode of Lost, you can do nothing else. You can't talk to anyone. You can't text anyone. You can't eat anything. You cannot distract yourself from the show in any way at all. And you must never fall asleep while watching an episode of Lost. So back when I watched it originally, I took that oath and I was very successful. Well, when I went back and started watching it again, I was on episode 3 and I was really, really, really sleepy. And I kind of had a headache, but I wasn't texting anyone and I wasn't eating anything and I wasn't doing anything except for watching the TV. And with about 8 minutes left of that episode, I started falling asleep and woke up to the ending credits. So, Nicole, I'm so sorry. I broke that oath that I made several years ago to you, and I fell asleep while watching Lost. Please, if you ever listen to this, which I highly doubt, forgive me. But I am going to go back and watch those 8 minutes that I missed, or that I slept through and kind of halfway heard while dozing. I'm going to go back and make it up, and I might even rewind 10 minutes in so that I get the full effect of what's going on right now. For you who are listening right now, if you've never watched that series, please watch it. Please do yourself the favor of watching that series. And if you have watched it and you didn't like it, well, that's unfortunate because I thought it was a really, really, really great series. I'm going to take the time right now to pause for a moment and allow the ad to play that I have also recorded for this podcast app and website that I use, so that you can all hear all about it, and so that I can legally post this episode of the podcast. I will be back on the other side as soon as that ad is over. Hopefully you will also come back. And I'm back. I hope you really enjoyed that advertisement, and I hope that you will consider taking part in trying your hand at making a podcast. If you do, I really recommend Anchor, but you already heard that in my ad, so I don't need to say it again, but I will, because I like it. I like it a lot. Well, now I want to tell you about some opportunities that I have coming up personally that I might be doing in the near future. One of them is that I would like to try to set up a traveling puppet show experience. I have a lot of puppets that I use at the community theater to teach kids puppetry and to use for lessons and special events. But I think I could get a lot more use out of them if I set myself up in some kind of traveling, not far, but traveling puppet show. I could perform at special events. I have done that before. Birthday parties, funerals, bar mitzvahs, different things like that. And yeah, I've done it before, but I want to actually make a company or a name for myself. I don't want to toot my own horn, but I am a really good puppeteer, and I've got high quality, kind of expensive puppets. They were gifts to me, so I want to properly utilize those things and also stabilize myself financially. So I'm going to be trying that really soon in the near future. So look for information about that. I also joined a website called Hit Record, and it gives me the opportunity to try voice acting. There are a lot of really cool projects that were created by other people, and they are looking for others to voice these projects. So they might be incredible writers, but they don't necessarily want their voices to be heard in their own writings. So they upload their writings and their creative pieces to this website and allow people who are voice actors to record them and submit the recordings. And they choose one or multiple different recordings for their project and use them. It's a really cool concept, and I've been kind of playing around with that. It's been a lot of fun. I also have my own photography business. I was given a really incredible camera for Christmas a couple years ago, and wanted to use it for blessing other people. So I started my own photography business and have a very low, cheap rate of $50 for a 1 hour session of as many photos as I can take in that 1 hour. All of the photos I take in that session become the customer's photos. They become their property. They can use them and print them as much as they want without any additional royalties or fees. Basically, I'm being paid for capturing the original image and doing a tiny bit of editing, not editing to perfection, but things like cropping and brightening up the photos, removing any kind of shadows, things like that. So you're left with a very natural image instead of a perfected image with a created beauty. It's just all natural beauty without any use of airbrushing or beautification touch-ups of any kind. So yeah, that was kind of my own personal plug for my photography business, but I would be really excited if by hearing that you would say, hey, Benji, come take photos of my family for our family newsletter update, or for my kid's birthday, or a funeral, or bar mitzvah, or we just haven't taken family photos in such a long time. We need to update them and send them to our loved ones, whatever the case is. I would love it if I could get a couple more sessions because of mentioning it. Well, I think I'm going to wrap up this episode of the podcast. It's kind of getting late, and I have to rewatch the last 10 minutes of episode 3 of Lost, and then I need to get some sleep. You know how people say they need to get their beauty sleep? Well, I need to sleep for a long time in order to get any beauty, so I'm gonna shut this down and get that going. Hopefully I wake up with a little more charm. I'm going to continue posting on Facebook about topic ideas that you might have, specific questions you might have for me to answer on the podcast. But also, there is a voicemail type option that you can leave questions or topic comments or things like that. All you have to do when I post the link is go onto that website and there's some kind of leave a voice message option, and it'd be really cool. I might play that voicemail on my next episode to use somebody else's voice and then go from there and answer whatever the question is or apologize for whatever thing that person hated about the podcast, whatever the case may be. So that would be cool. Please, somebody participate so I'm not just wasting my time talking to myself. That would be awesome. Until next time, this is Benji Cotter signing off from completely off-topic today's endless ramblings. Okay, bye.